Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Uh-oh, we got a little bonus episode today, just to do it. Got some friends in town, some homies, some lovers. Jason Rao is here from Breaking Benjamin. Small band.
Yeah.
Small band.
We're getting there. Cut. Our time.
When do you think this is all going to happen?
Man, really hoping to start working. I mean, I think fall's opening up. There's some tours that haven't been announced, not one involving us yet, but, you know, we're constantly working on it. There's a lot of issues to be ironed out with insurance and things like that, but...
I think he meant when you think your band is going to make it.
Yeah, dude, I don't give a fuck about when you're touring.
Nobody's
looking at your Facebook. You only have 5.5 million followers on Facebook, which is
a slow build.
Weak!
It's
homie.
How many people?
A marathon, not a sprint.
How many people does The Rock have now? Or the Kardashians?
Oof. Good night.
Come on,
who
man.
Knows? Yep. Who
I don't
knows?
Know. Those are sex tape numbers, though. I mean, they
Hot, that's
that.
True.
Yeah. Hot Bob, look that up. How many people does follow The Rock and the Kardashians? And then we'll couple those next to Jason's numbers.
If you go, not on Facebook, asshole, on Instagram.
No. Let's go Facebook first because they're big on Facebook.
We're whipping it out.
Yeah, are you? Do you go black background? Is that you, Bob? Is that you in real life? Black background? Whose is that?
What was that? Dark mode?
Yeah. Dark. Who goes dark mode? On
I go.
Facebook?
I go dark mode.
I go dark mode.
Really?
I can't do it
because I don't. Because when I'm lying in bed late at night with my fucking shit turned down low, even if it's low, the white blast my eyeballs out. I can't do it.
Agreed.
Blue eyes.
Light colored eyes.
If you have light colored eyes, you're more photophobic.
Okay, so there's The Rocks. Put his up on screen. What does he got? Don't show his bullshit drink. I don't need any of that in my life.
Who's this guy?
He is a wrestler.
Dwayne Jimson. Mm.
Dwayne Johnson is his name. How many people? 58 million.
Okay.
Now go to Breaking Benjamin and let's see what they have. Because this is, we just want to compare. And this, again, we're just comparing. What do they have? 5.5 million? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
So you're 53 million behind The Rock.
Coming in hot.
Yeah, you're nowhere near it.
I would say those numbers are close. They both have fives. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we're pretty close.
You want to introduce your buddy Trevor?
My buddy Trevor with me. We used to tour together in different bands back in the day, and now he owns a company that I work with a lot with Breaking Ben, and so he came out here, and we're going to try some seltzers. And
you kind of blew
your load on this whole thing because we were going to slow roll the fact that we were trying to goddamn seltzers today. You're an entertainer.
Yeah.
It's not like you've got any experience in this fucking industry. Goddamn.
Well, this is actually my first time at a lot of things. So it was last night, by the way, and I appreciate that. You're right. It didn't hurt.
You're welcome.
I don't know what he's implying.
It didn't hurt this morning.
But
he said it would, but it didn't.
The second time never hurts. The first time is when it gets real. The first 3 inches is a street fight, you know? And then after that, you kind of enjoy
it. Yeah.
You kind of enjoy it.
But also, the first 3 inches, according to the Bible, are not gay.
Yeah.
That's in the Bible.
It's in the Bible. I think it's Psalm, 914?
I don't know the exact.
911?
Psalm Ediccus.
Yeah, Semiticus, yeah. You're a religious man, are you?
Yeah.
So you should know. And I went to
that's Old Testament, right?
I literally went to Bible college, and I should definitely know.
You went to Bible college?
Oh, you did, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one?
Holmes in Greenville, South Carolina.
Learned scholar.
What's up, Holmes? That's their mascot.
I thought you were going to say Liberty.
No, I can't go to Liberty because I don't hate gay people.
That's a prereq there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're like, hey, you queer? Like, no, but now, why would you ask me that?
Like, is that school where the president was having like swinger parties or some shit?
Maybe, but it was Jerry Falwell school. Okay. And look, Christopher Hitchens said it best. If you had given Jerry Falwell an enema before he died, you could have buried him in a fucking matchbox. Because he is 100% full of shit. Yeah. Fuck that guy. And to be honest, not to get off on a rant, anybody that's that anti-gay secretly loves wieners.
Yeah, cock. Yeah. Loves cock.
He loves it.
Yeah, I know.
Like that Phil Robertson guy from Duck Dynasty, he's just at home right now thinking about, instead of sheep, it's like fucking, what is it called? Bad, whatever the fuck. Super bad. He's just looking at cocks.
Yeah.
He's counting cocks at night.
Super Phil bad.
Phil Robinson's at home right now just dreaming of penis.
Well, yeah, just nice throbby. Yeah.
It's his dick swimming through the fucking English Channel trying to get to him. He's like, come on, penis.
I don't blame him. Craig Dulesky.
There's some pretty dicks out there.
Craig Dulesky just threw $50 and he says, this is for the two sexy men on D'Anthony's sides here. So it's for you guys. You guys look like shit. We went out last night.
I look fine. He looks like maybe.
We went out last night. Dan and I are fine. You guys look like.
I feel great.
Fucking caked.
No, he looks good. Last night.
I feel great. I've never been better.
You sure? All right. Because somebody ordered an IV to the studio.
That was me.
Are they coming? I said you can put them on air. We don't give a shit.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for the text. We'll see. So. Yeah, a little pricey, but you got to do what you got to do. I mean.
Oh, yeah. I paid somebody $200 to come drain a pint of my blood out earlier.
Yeah.
Yo, but think about how genius that is.
It's brilliant.
It's a great plan.
Absolutely genius.
And the alternative is to spend 4 hours at their place. If they came here and it took about 20 minutes to take my blood and my own fucking, the place that we own. Yeah. Otherwise, I would have been in their place around other assholes wearing a fucking mask.
Like, in the hospital field, dude. Yeah. They straight up, like, we were doing that stuff a long time ago. We were coming in Saturday morning.
A little teledoc. Yeah. We call them the rock docs on the road. Man.
Hammer the like button, by the way. Dane Lucero, $50 for the cream pie fun boy. Are you guys the cream pie boys? That's a fun thing.
I don't pull out. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, the cream pie boys.
Nor would I. I think it's against nature to pull out.
Hammer the like button. Look, this is a bonus episode. We're just getting fucked up on air tonight. We don't really care.
You know that
the new seltzers are in.
Yeah, they're in. We're gonna tell
the final ones.
We're gonna taste test them.
Yes,
today
with you guys.
I said
on the
that
show.
Deliberately because taste test can be a problematic word when you've been drinking since noon.
Yes,
let's get ahead of it.
Yeah,
we've been going hard today. We've been going hard all day long.
This is my fourth show today.
Mine as well, I think.
Third or fourth? Did you do RPR earlier?
We did audio this morning.
Yeah,
early this morning.
That's four today.
We had to meet the contractors. My wife. That's where we are.
That's why we're not doing sponsors on this show.
We're not doing any sponsors.
This is purely a bonus episode
because we've been getting fucked up all day. Yeah. The new seltzers came in, and Doug and Chris from Tactical Brewery down in Orlando, Florida, is who we've partnered up with. These are the final ones before they get canned up this summer and all this shit.
Yeah.
So we'll drink them live on air. What are we starting with here? We'll start with a lemon lime only because I think on the last show you said that needed to be touched up a little bit and they said this is perfected.
Yeah, okay. We'll see. I mean, it's the Sprite Claw, right?
It is, yes.
Lemon lime is one of the most classic flavors other than caramel, which is our caramel, however you say that word.
Caramel.
If you're from the South, it's caramel, right?
Caramel.
That's Coke. Right? Mm-hmm. Dr. Pepper's got the 23 flavors.
Best
but then pretty much every fucking place that exists has a lemon lime version, right?
Sure.
This is the one that you have to have, for sure.
Sure.
Here, just pass all these empty cups down to them.
It's probably the one that's like at least the most important.
Craigers is just saying, Ross, if you can call me later, I got some things about the wedding. I think on the last show, we were talking about showing him fucked up at the reception.
In a bomb suit. Well, you...
A bomb suit?
I'm not doing the bomb suit. You perform
the wedding in a bomb suit, I think is what he really wanted.
And I'd be... down for that. Like, if I can do but I have to give the whole thing. I've got to give the speech. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, lock your knees.
I just want to see the shocked look on a family's face.
Don't lock your knees.
Hold your breath.
He's never been in formation or stood up. Well, you've done stand-up, but you're moving around for that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, lemon lime, kids. Drink it up. Drink it up. 8%. So they came in at 8%, 150 calories, no carbs, no sugars. These are dummy cans, obviously, because the cans are getting built. Those are at the FDA for approval for the logos and all that other bullshit as we speak.
Good smell. First impression.
Well, I can tell you. It doesn't taste like it's 8%, which is a compliment, by the way.
It is.
Because we've tasted all the other 8% seltzers that have come out recently, and it tastes like fucking hairspray.
Yeah, it tastes like dog shit. Wow.
Yeah.
I consider myself a professional, as we were discussing.
You are a professional drinker, yeah.
And I... did some research of my own before coming
about
the 8% field as it is right now. This is definitely better. Here's how I would describe it. This is what I'm getting. I don't think it's too seltzery.
Right.
For me, White Claw is very seltzery. Like as
somebody described it as fruit with TV static behind it.
Yeah. That's so good.
But it is like it's too much. It's like so one of my buddies, he's a tier one operator in the Army. And he is the Coke master. he can go in and like if he goes
Coca-Cola?
If he goes into a fast food place, he can tell them what's wrong. Like, hey, you've got too much syrup. You got too much this. You got too much pressure in their line. Like, he's the master at that stuff. And this is what I like about a good beverage. So we drink a lot of these things, right?
Dude, this is
every day.
And it needs to be the right balance between sweetness and flavor and fucking soda, right?
And the Trulies are overly sweet for me. Right.
They're too way too sweet.
This is a good balance.
It's an unnatural sweetness.
Fixing both. What bothers me about like usually lemon lime or any sort of, it's like artificial tasting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you actually taste like this is like lemon and lime.
It tastes like real lemon and lime.
Those guys killed it. Hey, if you're, I don't know if they're watching, but if they are, you guys fucking killed it.
Yeah. This is impressive. Also, I don't feel like I would end up on a meme for drinking this.
Right.
About, you know what I mean?
No.
Well, as soon as we can't release the name yet because it's at the FDA right now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So it's they're getting approved right now, and it's not a female name at all.
It's
so.
Going to be a manly name.
I can't wait to see.
With manly
somebody
packaging.
Said the other day, most seltzers. What was it? It started off with like the whole sparkling water thing. It was like, what's it taste like? It tastes like if someone yelled a flavor down the hall.
Yeah.
You know? This isn't that.
No, this is fucking great.
They get a bracelet.
All your notes, they did. Okay, Doug and Chris, congratulations. Yeah, Tactical Brewery in Orlando. You guys fucking knocked it out of the park. Delicious. Lemon lime is good to go.
Cheers.
We had already cheers. So, since you guys are new to our little shindig here with the seltzers, we already approved one that the strawberry shortcake is in.
It's done,
That one's done. Everybody was like, we're
it's delicious. One of the best tasting alcoholic beverages of any kind I've ever had, to be honest. I was like, holy shit, why has no one not done this?
I don't
yet?
Know. I almost feel bad saying it. I felt like after we did the last show, White Claw's magically coming out with a fucking 8%. I want to say this because we've gotten a lot of messages on it. It's only going to be in a 16-ounce can, and it's going to be at like fucking gas stations. So, fuck them. I'm curious to see what their calorie count is because we got this down to 150. If they can beat 150, fuck them. What do we got up next here? The peach. The peach was always everybody's. That was my favorite. It was half and half in the studio. So it was half the studio's favorites, and this was my number one. Strawberry shortcake was Dan's number one. Mm. We'll let you guys sample it, and let's just get rocked tonight. It's just absolutely fucking rocked.
That's what I do.
But this peach was my end-all be-all where I was just like, dude, this is phenomenal.
You know, another thing it would be interesting to see, typically for me, if I'm drinking seltzer, if it's too sweet or in the Truly case or if it's too seltzery in the White Claw case, I need to add something to it. So I usually, spike it with some Tito's. Mm.
This time. Yeah. That's what Dan did. Dan's the master.
It's called a power claw. Let's be
power claw.
That's
power claw.
What it is.
Power claw, yeah.
It's called being a man.
Yeah.
Be a man.
That's what it's really being. Great.
Throw batteries into the ocean, be a man. If you see your dog taking a shit, take a shit next to him.
Yes.
Boston be a man is a hilarious fucking Instagram account.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. It's the delivery and the fact that they keep the laughter.
It's
what do we got here? Which flavor is it?
This is peach. This is peach. Mm. Hey, did you have the lemon lime? How fucking good is that shit?
It's real clean.
It's crazy, right? It almost tastes too good where you're like, oh, man, people are going to get rocked off of this.
By the way,
I drank it before everybody just now. It's freaking delicious.
It is. Peach is fucking rad, right?
I'm just going to really tell everybody.
Peach was great on the first episode.
Yeah, if you're watching or listening right now, I cheated and I went before everybody.
That's fine.
This is so good.
Peach was one of our peach and strawberry shortcake, and then we knew we wanted the lemon lime, and then we asked them for a couple more flavors.
Right.
Because we have to do a 4-pack, a variety pack of it. Yeah. So peach and strawberry shortcake were in. Lemon lime is now in. That is fucking lights out.
Yeah, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
So I just looked into it. So White Claw is 8% is 16 ounces instead of 12, right?
Correct, yes.
So, but it's 220 calories.
Oh, it's 220 for that?
That's 13.75 calories per ounce, whereas ours is 12.5 calories per ounce. So we're definitely beating
them. Yeah, we're below them.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
This tastes better, though, like for real.
It's definitely.
Jesus Christ.
No, I've had the White Claw 8. It's not good. I've had the Bud Light.
I did the Truly.
The Bud Light Platinum, I think it is.
Yeah.
It tastes like fucking hairspray, dude.
Yeah.
It's like all they did was add more alcohol. They didn't do anything to balance the flavor part out.
Hmm. It's strange. And I know they're selling a ton of them because people want to get trash, right?
Yeah.
Which is great, which is why we did it, where we're like, hey, let's get fucking rocked. But also not. You know, get to be 400 pounds.
Oh, God.
400, 500 pounds.
And I never got into the IPA thing, whatever.
I did, man. I like it. I just can't.
You're right.
How are you not 400 pounds? Yes, dude.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Also, I still feel like a man drinking this.
It's great. Yeah,
I have my man card.
Yeah.
But still, I feel like a grown man still. Usually, yeah. When y'all met, I'm not really not too proud Seltzer to be holding X. the White Claw at a party. You know what I mean?
No, but and I think that's what they tried to do with that can. You don't have to put it on screen.
If
but
if you're telling the truth, saying that when we get to see this label, that it's more masculine.
Yeah, and I think that's what White Claw is trying to do with this fucking eight here.
Yes.
Well, they failed.
Yeah, it looks like a Starbucks drink.
It does. It actually looks like the Starbucks logo.
It looks like a Starbucks, yeah.
Yeah, looks like the Starbucks
I don't know why
logo.
They didn't go neutral colors. If you're trying to do something manly, you always go neutral, right? Why would you go fucking bright blue? Doesn't make any sense. With a fucking wave on the front of it.
I mean, are they trying to compete?
Are those the only two flavors they have for the blue whatever?
Yeah. Yeah. So what are they doing? Blood orange and cranberry. You know who's doing blood orange is Bud Light. Their seltzers are blood orange.
I would bet anything that the flavoring is coming, and not just the flavoring, but the booze itself is coming from the same factory. Because there is I'm not going to talk out of school here, but there's a factory in Wisconsin that does flavored coffee, not for us or our people, but for everybody else.
Yeah.
It's the same company that does all their shit. So there's no difference between...
Well, that's a pretty common thing,
this
right?
Really common Seattle-based coffee company and everybody else. They're getting their shit from the same fucking place in Wisconsin.
There are Dr. Pepper bottles that, if you get the glass bottle, certain parts of the country, it's in a Pepsi bottle and sometimes it's in a Coke bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to call, let's see, we're going to call...
This peach is fire, man.
Craig Dolesky. Ridiculous. And... we'll get him on the phone. Craig, if you want to talk about the wedding, let's just talk about it on air, okay? Everything we need to say can be said on air. That way you guys can finish up these samples here. And let's just call Craig live on air. We'll see if he'll answer.
Here, turn your Bluetooth on.
Oh, you can patch it in through there? Fuck off. Look at that, dude. Bluetooth is on. Bluetooth Roadcaster.
Yeah, you're asking Ross to deal with technology right now.
No, I'm awesome with it.
Yeah, I'll let you know. I think awesome that's a real it. Slippery slope.
It's your strong suit, I think you talked
about. Yeah, Roadcaster's not coming up, dude. My Raycons are. I don't got nothing for Raycons. The Roadcaster,
wore mine
dude.
On the way here.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to work.
Probably not. I never get any of the shit.
Try that.
All right. Oh, did you fuck it up?
No.
If you fucked it. Oh, there it is. There it is. All right.
Wow, technology. The fucking the Browns.
Me versus Browns got Clowney.
The Browns just signed Jadeveon Clowney.
Now, if they would sign a quarterback, that would be a great
team. He's playing opposite Myles Garrett now.
Yes.
That's
the team is awesome. All they need is a fucking quarterback there.
It's like the Bears.
All right. So we're good? You registered?
Allen Robinson III's good. They're running back Tariq Cohen. Good.
All right, Craig.
He's awesome.
Yeah. He's the rest of the team. Well, the defense is good, but the offense is.
I'm just saying historically here.
Is it weird that I'm claiming?
There it is. Yeah, it's coming through. This is a Jim fucking McCain cool or... feature. Look at you guys. God damn it. I feel like we're on CNN.
Yeah.
Whiskey.
Craigers.
Hello.
Craigers.
Hello, Rob.
Hi. You were live on Drinking Bros, Craig. I can hear you through my headphones, and so can D'Anthony. Let's chat. You said let's chat about the wedding. Let's chat about the wedding. What's going on?
So, I'm working on getting you a bomb suit.
I fucking knew it, dude. He works up near, like, you work, you're a government contractor. You got to know somebody up there.
Yeah, I know somebody that could, like, legally appropriate a bomb suit if I need it.
All right, so since we have Craig on the line, let's get the particulars here, okay? Because the seltzer will be out by then. Obviously, you know, in lieu of payment... we're going to have you just order seltzer for the wedding and all that other shit. It's 8%. It's going to be nice to see your whole family rocked. We will be with you, obviously, your besties, I'm sure.
I will probably be your stepdad before the weekend's over.
Yeah. So,
your new daddy.
Am I giving a toast or a speech at the dinner?
Rock. Well, yeah. If you or Dan want to like split the speech up and do whatever, that's fine. At the rehearsal dinner that Friday.
Okay.
Time that's kind of up in the air right now because I know that's my lane, but technically Amy has final say. You know, you're married. You're married, right?
So, I am married. I am married.
Until Jesse realizes he wants to be with me, but that's later down the road.
Mm. Creepy, Craig. Creepy. Creepy. I like how you're hoping she die or I die, so that way, yeah.
I'm not wishing death, Ross. I just wish you're just a vegetable in a wheelchair.
A vegetable in a wheelchair? You straight up just treated me like fucking DMX for the last week. You know? R.I.P. obviously, dude, he's dead now, but yeah.
I'm not a huge DMX fan, but his music was pretty good.
Was amazing, but, yeah. We're drinking hard seltzer, probably being a little too honest tonight. She's walking around here with that beautiful dump truck ass of hers. I don't know where she's at now, but we're all going out after this. I'm sure she's going to be amped.
You're talking about
all
your wife,
us.
Right?
Yeah.
She's got a nice dump truck butt.
Dump truck sure, ass. Yeah.
White girls with fat butts. That's a new phenomenon over the last 15, 20 years.
Correct. We've talked about it numerous times on this show. So, Craig, I understand that you want me to die so you can be with her. Why can't then I give the speech at your wedding to every all the people is what I don't understand.
Well, I think the last five minutes of you talking explains why.
You are going to give a speech.
I now, am. Okay.
Now you can go off script because I know that's how you roll. So might as well just go ahead and do it.
Yeah, I do. But, I don't need any script, Craig. It's a lot of improv, a lot of off the cuff for me, or off the Timex, if you will, off the gold Timex.
I'm gonna spend.
If I don't see that Timex, at the wedding, I'm gonna be pissed.
You will. It'll make it. The one that's I'm having a hard time with is the flip phone. It's a whole different plug-in system and shit. And like, I don't have any of those outlets for anything.
Yeah, you got to buy them.
I have it on me. Wow, we're getting trashed.
I'm seeing a few people in the.
Not as young.
So I'm seeing a few people in the chat want it as a live show. I'm trying to warm Amy up for it so that for how you want to split the profits or whatever. But I would just say maybe 45, 55. You know, whatever. So
minutes? Yeah, you want me to give a 45-55 minute speech? That's fine. I'll do an hour and 15 if you want at your wedding.
I'll talk for half an hour about space-time.
No, I think it would be
something
great.
Completely unrelated to what's happening.
I
right
think
there.
It would be great if you said, hey guys, I'm Dan, you know, from Drinking Bros. I understand everybody's having a beautiful time and it's a beautiful wedding. You guys spent a lot of money. But I want to educate you on the Holocaust for the next 30 to 40 minutes and then go over the little shoes, everything, like go over the backstory of that. I know somebody from one of the Holocaust museums near where you're getting married. So I'll have them come down and
one of the docents. Yeah. Yes, from yes. there. Yeah. I mean, what we'll do is we'll just cut all the clips of me saying weird shit and I'll play it out of a boombox over my head like fucking John Cusack. Right. And I won't say a word. And then I'll put the boombox down and walk away at the end.
Yeah. So we'll probably do that. And then I will, more than likely, at your wedding, I'll push the rabbi out of the way. Are you Jewish, Craig? You going Jew on this one?
Oh, no, we're definitely not Jewish. We're going to have...
What do you mean, definitely not?
Racist.
That sounded
That's
super racist,
racist, Craig.
Okay.
Ivan Huerta said I should kill myself at the wedding.
All Jews. I'm for all Jews, Anthony.
Yeah, well... So either way, I'm going to push the priest out of the way and I'm just going to say, hey guys, I'm going to take it from here. We're going to let Jesus take the wheel. And then I'm going to read chapter 4 of Anne Frank's diary.
I don't think it came in chapters because it was a diary.
Well, the book, they had to do it for the audio book. Mm. Obviously she didn't read it.
Yeah, is Anne Frank's diary the most famous violation of privacy in the history of humankind?
Yes. Yeah. They cut out some shit too. But so I'll probably read a chapter from that to get everybody really in the mood for a wedding and a happy time and all that stuff. And then Mike, who's your best man?
Well, funny story. My best man was just calling me in between this, but I mean, he can wait. So it's Devin, who I went to high school with. But then, I mean, you're like best man part two. For part two,
sure.
Just in case you were going to make it.
Yep.
Because I know you're a busy man. But as right now, Ohio State does not have a game that Saturday.
I know. Look,
Iowa.
Yeah.
Fucking Iowa and their fucking bullshit. We're like, nah, we're having our homecoming game that fucking day. I was like, God fucking damn it.
Ah, it's Iowa, though. You're not a football school. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, also, Iowa doesn't exist in the first place.
Purdue, so hopefully no cancer kid is there. Cancer kid part two.
He died, so Craig, the cancer kid is
I mean, unless they fucking roll his bones out under the 50-yard line, I don't think he's going to be there.
Yeah.
And you said that, not us, by the way.
Yes, correct. You definitely said that.
Yeah.
And you also said you hate Jews toward the top of this, but we all heard it. So I will be giving a speech. How many people are going to be at the wedding itself?
As right now, it's like 240, but hopefully we have some people that are like
240.
Eh, COVID and trying to still
as a party.
A big thing. So hopefully, I'm hoping at least a good 100 stunts go.
Not
I'm hoping like 150, 175.
It'll be the full 240, dude. People want to party. And now that we're going, I'm sure some other Drinking Bros listeners will be hitting you up for invites as well.
I assumed that we had carte blanche to invite whomever we wanted to. Right?
Yeah.
Is that not
the thing or no?
No. Just like Jesse said on RPR the other day, I'm keeping this location miscellaneous or redacted.
Well, redacted, sure.
All right. I didn't sign shit.
Yeah.
So I'm bringing whomever I want.
Dan brings who he brings. Yeah. There's a porn star that we had on the show named Katie Cush that he was looking to bring. So, you know, she might be Dan's date for that one.
No, I was going to bring another dude, actually.
Another dude porn star?
That would be great.
Yeah.
Who is Diamond Hands? Small Hands.
Small Hands. Eric Small Hands.
Yeah. Bring Small Hands.
Yeah, I might bring him. Well, he's married, so he doesn't fuck recreationally. But really, it's all about maximizing the chances that somebody becomes Craig's stepdad.
Yes, right? Mm-hmm. Yes.
As many dudes as I can get there, the better. Yeah.
If you're going to be my stepdad, Dan, can Jason be my stepbrother then?
Yeah, he can be your stepbrother.
You're asking if Jason can be your stepbrother. Yeah.
Yeah. He can be it. Yeah. By the way, Brandon Busby is saying take Ray Cash care. We would, but he'll be going live on Instagram.
Yeah, he'll be doing push ups.
He'll be going live on Instagram.
Fuck out of here.
All day. I'm just like, all right, dude, I know what you're doing.
Man, Ray. Dude, this is an intervention. You got to stop with that bullshit.
You got to stop going live on Instagram.
I'm actually going to start calling the police if you don't stop doing this shit.
Yeah. Derek Bell's asking if the seltzer will be in Nebraska. Yes, it'll be everywhere. It'll be online, more importantly, so you can order whatever the fuck you want. Very few liquor companies have the capability to do that. We're going to fucking do that for you. So, Craigers, I'll be giving that speech, right, in front of the 240 afterwards?
Yes, Dan. Just in case if we don't have like a little priest or kind of like read that shit like
no. I mean the speech of like congratulations, you guys are married and this is a special moment and all that,
right,
that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like you and Jared are both ordained ministers as well.
Yes.
I'm the only one with formal education.
Right. Jared has not said anything about coming to the wedding. So,
to be honest,
we don't even know where Jared is.
I don't know where he is right now. He could be on the fucking dark side of the moon right now.
He was on the show yesterday, and I don't even know his location where he was yesterday.
Half the time, Jared will call me. I'm like, dude, where are you? He goes, oh, Russia.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. He just bought a 120-acre farm for horses and shit, like with full stables, too.
Yeah.
So, like, that's a thing now. So he's doing that.
Naturally.
And I know, this. Well, shit, you're up in Maryland. I know they're building a, what did he say yesterday? They're building a Black Rifle Coffee with Travis Pastrana up in Maryland somewhere.
It's north of Annapolis. So
yeah, I don't know the location, but we'll be there for all of that. Opening, yeah.
Speaking of that, we're going to do a live show Sunday afternoon at WTF here at Austin to do a live watching of the boating event that I think it was Evan and Jared for sure. Trav's in there. I think maybe Donut Operator or somebody. I don't remember who was involved.
Yeah.
But we're going to do that at WTF this weekend and get fucking wrecked midday because that's what we do.
And then I hit up Donut Operator. He'll be on, I think, May 3rd.
May 3rd, yeah.
Monday, May 3rd. Yep. But is there anything else, Craigers, that you needed to tell me?
Other than that, that's it. Until we have to get more details, that's pretty much it.
All right, we love you. Hey, we love you, your loves, and all that. Also, we'll be doing the live NFL draft show, Craig. I know you're a big fan of that.
That'll be going down. I know what my wedding gift is going to be, though. I know what it is.
Your wedding gift?
Your wedding gift is going to be...
I know what you're giving me, Rob.
What am I giving
it's
you?
It is something that may or may not be on a hard drive somewhere that happened last April.
No. That's never going to happen.
Oh, you know, here's the thing. We've been drinking a lot today. We've recorded four or five shows today somewhere in that neighborhood. It's the end of the day. We're chilling out, having some seltzers with our buddies here. That show actually does not exist, and that's real.
We lost it completely.
Yes.
It wasn't even
everybody
that,
asked,
it wasn't
by the
even
way.
That bad. We just lost the fucking footage.
No, there was some bad shit. But,
it was pretty rough.
It was me. It was fully me, and I said some shit about some people, whatever. I'm not going to take any of that back, obviously, because I am who I am, and I'm not going to bow down to any fucking mob. But because of the storms, it kept getting cut in and cut out, and then it just was deleted altogether. So, like, we never had a copy of it, to be honest with you. It doesn't exist anymore, but that was one of the craziest nights of all time. I expect this draft to be crazier because we might have quarterbacks in the first four picks. So we'll see.
Yeah,
we might. Yeah,
I can see that.
Man, with the Browns getting clowny, they should trade up and get a fucking quarterback.
For sure. I've actually been listening to Undisputed with Shannon Sharp and that other weirdo.
I like Skip Bayless.
Look, Skip is he's hard to tolerate.
Yes,
to be honest, he's a big fan of he's a fan of Texas sports. But for all of Skip Bayless's annoyances, he's nowhere in the fucking ballpark of Max Kellerman and his constant need to chug dong.
Yeah.
That dude is like, he chugs more dong than fucking George Floyd took fentanyl. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus Christ. I've never seen somebody chug so much dong as this guy.
I like that joke was dropped during the middle of the trial, too. Like, that's how we don't care anymore.
Yeah, that happens.
Who cares?
Dan's just relevant.
Who cares?
That's called being topical.
Dan's definitely conservative up on current events. Time.
What was the last part?
Well, Dan's definitely server up on current events. That's all.
We give zero fucks on this show. You know that. And we're already shadow banned on YouTube. So
I'm not the one
anyway.
That knows on his neck. Shit.
Jesse, I was just talking about your beautiful dump truck ass on air.
Yep.
Hey, we've got Kreger's live on the phone here. Yeah, and he was like, oh, I need you to call me. I'm at the wedding. And I was like, all right, cool. I'll call you. And he's like, obviously.
I heard you sound whiny as fuck, though.
Pop in the background so Craig can see you. Are we on a wide here? There you go.
Yeah, we've been in a wide pop, several time.
Pop on the background here so Craig can see you. He was just like, oh, yeah, he keeps wanting me to die so you can fucking.
It's part of the Free Jesse campaign that's been going on ever since people realized what kind of a person you were.
Saviors.
Dan knows. Yeah. Dan
to find different people to rescue me.
Ah, there she is.
So keep it up, guys. Hasn't worked yet, but I appreciate the effort. And
rescue
someday.
Me.
I love you, baby. I love you, baby.
Rest in power, Ross Patterson.
Rest in power.
Jay Fire, how are you?
He said, Jay Fire, dude. How are you? That you nicknamed yourself? Sorry.
I'm going to
know about that.
You know how Pink makes those fucking joggers with Juicy and Pink on the ass?
Yeah.
I'm going to get you a fucking pair of pants with Jay Fire on the butt.
Jay Fire in the ass would be great with the emoji.
The fire's
you know
going to be right on the
butt. It's an emoji. Yeah, it's an emoji.
The fire's right on the butthole.
For sure. Jay Fire emoji.
I know a guy that makes it.
So, yeah, we have a merch guy right here.
You think I'm joking? I'm going to make them.
No, I know you'll
also
make them.
Also with
LaCroix Boys. So I said this to him last night.
Technically, LaCroix Boys is still classified, but I guess we can tell these assholes.
No, I'll tell. I'll say goodbye to Kreger's. I love you, Kreger's. We're going to get rocked. And then, yeah. Some people are saying dump truck confirmed. Somebody just gave $20 from some drug money for Craig's wedding, and it was Scotty Riley. The honorable dirtbag.
Thank you, Scotty. His profile picture looks like a fucking pit bull wearing a general or a Boston Bruins hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're from Boston, fuck you.
Either way.
Fuck Tom Brady, too, God damn it. Although I love him.
Yeah.
He really redeemed himself this year.
I know. Same. I thought he's cool.
You guys are sports fans. Did you think after you saw Tom Brady finally get loose a little bit outside of
That's the thing
that
for
video
me.
Was
didn't that make him like
he's
you were
incredible.
Like, fuck.
Yep. I've always not liked him off the field.
I've always hated Tom Brady, and then now he's fucking cool. And I'm
any
like,
any reservations
shit.
You had at that point, like, is he a cool
he keeps
guy?
Getting
or not? Like, fuck.
Somehow.
Well, he's cracking babies in half and sucking the fucking blood out of
them.
I've got a few on order, but
yeah. So I want to have a gay podcast, two gay dudes on a podcast to talk about Bravo shows on our network and just call it the LaCroix Boys, but it's B-O-I-U-X-S.
I think it's brilliant.
The LaCroix Boys, and then they just drink LaCroix and then talk about Bravo shit all day.
Hell yeah.
That's what you and I were chatting about last night, because you own a huge merch company.
I own a merch
are you
company.
Guys in Nashville?
Yeah. Headquarters are in Nashville.
What's the name of it?
85 Supply.
85 Supply.
Yeah. You can go to 85supply.com, blah, 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 all that stuff. But yeah, we do merch for Breaking Benjamin, of course. Mm-hmm.
Who else do you guys got on that roster?
LaCroix.
Do you really?
LaCroix Sparkling Water.
LaCroix Boys.
LaCroix Boys.
Yeah.
We do LaCroix. We've done work for, you know, CMT. Couple NDAs in there that I...
Morgan
know.
Wallen?
No.
I'm kidding.
No.
I'm totally kidding, dude.
I'm trying to think. A bunch of country. We've done CMT. CMT's a client.
Are they really?
Yeah, Country Music Television.
Yeah.
That's the cool thing about 85, man, is that we don't. Ever since starting the company, I was like, we're not going to discriminate. Like, cool, you can say your name.
Unless
dropping.
You want a gay wedding, then you're out.
Right.
Yeah,
no cake for you. You know.
I honestly, a gay wedding sounds like the place I want to be.
Yeah, what's your what's the name of the store? I'm gonna look it up right now.
Yeah, just 85supply.com.
We're getting rocked.
Yeah,
85. The number eight.
Yep, number 85.
85.
I had to come up with a business name, and I was like, oh, I was born in 85, and we supply stuff, so that works. Okay.
I was born in 92.
Yeah, there you go, right there. Third Man Records. Oh, dude, Jack White.
Throw it up.
Yeah.
Shit, y'all do fucking Third Man Records. So, dude, I recorded there.
Really?
Yes,
really.
I recorded a Third Man Records in Nashville one day.
My right-hand man and my best friend since we were kids is a guy named Cody. His wife is works up at TMR and all
is
that
this on screen?
Stuff,
put this on screen.
It's on there.
Dude, so I recorded there when I did the first St. James Street James book.
Our website's under construction right now.
That's fine. But when we did the St. James Street James book, At Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed, I did the audiobook, obviously, and I had to fight the fucking publishers. LaCroix is on there. So anyways, when it finally came out, we did these like signings all over the country and then, like, these weird giveaways. They have a booth there that you walk in, and it looks like a phone booth. Mm. And it's got a microphone in it.
A vocal booth kind of thing?
Yes, and you record it, but it spits it out on a
vinyl, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. On vinyl.
They press it right there. It's pretty
awesome.
Cool.
It's awesome. It's the fucking coolest shit ever. Mm-hmm. So what I did was, we did a scavenger hunt all over the nation for shit, and I said, look, whoever is in Nashville, here is the... I did a portion of the audiobook on a vinyl record and then just gave it away, and it was one of the dopest places. He's awesome, man.
I love that you know that.
I'm a huge fucking fan of Jack White.
If you go to Nashville, like, if you're listening right now and you haven't gone to Nashville, don't trust the people. Oh yeah, go down to Broadway. Dude,
no, dude.
Go to Third Man Records. It is a tourist stop, and it's awesome. It's
fucking
an experience.
Awesome.
It really is. Like the whole thing. Jack White is, first off, a genius businessman, and he's a great
smart guy.
Showman. I mean, the whole bit, like, the dude knows what he's doing. So go check it out, for real. It's an experience.
Yeah, so I went, and, like, you know, we try to go off the beaten trail for all this shit, right? Like, because to me, Dan and I did a gig in Nashville, 6 months ago, or...
Yeah, with Rob. Yeah, with Rob.
Yeah, we had fucked up. Yeah, it was 6 months ago.
He was there.
Yeah, Jason was there.
That's how fucked up you were. You didn't remember Jason was there.
No, I remember Jason was there. But none of us were wearing masks and shit, so I was trying to remember if it was 2 years ago.
No, it was 6 months ago.
6 months ago.
It was in Nashville.
None of us were wearing masks.
And the people.
It was like 400 people.
Okay, let's be real. The people,
I love that.
The people throwing the event were Rob O'Neill and John Daly.
Yep.
Yeah. So did you expect to see some masks?
Kid Rock.
Kid Rock
was there.
Yep. Like, give me a break.
Bob. Bob was there, but the touristy shit is Broadway. The cool bars were on, man, they were on the other side of town. I don't remember the name of them. There was like a group of them in a row.
Yeah.
What side?
You have the east side?
That's it.
So there's over there, a little Five Points area.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
We went there, and those were the dopest bars in town. Like, the other bullshit downtown was just, it was more like Hard Rock. It felt like Planet Hollywood.
Yes. It is staged. I mean, I know that there are original establishments there, no doubt.
There are.
But it has turned to a kind of thing. I mean, you get all these bitches coming out with the, let's get nasty matching t-shirts for bachelor parties.
Oh, nasty.
Anytime anybody makes a pun on the name of a city, that makes me want to kill myself.
Well, we have these things. We call them woo wagons.
Woo wagons.
They're like these companies that'll transform a bus, take the top off, and they have a bar, and they just drive up and down Broadway with a bunch of bitches blaring music. And
here's the thing. We give them so much shit, but at the same time,
bitches, guys,
they're genius.
Yeah.
Like, I would totally take my Forerunner, chop the top off, and charge a crew of bachelorettes.
It's like $60 a ticket, and those things are booked like 3 or 4 months out.
They are making printing money.
And they got a monster truck, they got a fire truck, they got one with a hot tub in it.
Here's my deal. So, if this is the food chain, right, I'm all the way at the top.
We're de-evolving, first
so,
of all.
Well, a lot of people are, but I'm all the way at the top of the food chain. So... My first thing is, why would I go to all that trouble when I can just rob that motherfucker right there?
Oh, yeah.
So let's rob these people. Mm-hmm. What are we waiting for?
Or you just go loot.
Well,
everybody's wearing masks. You'll never know.
Looting is too much work. Even that's too much work for me.
You don't want to do these charity hats.
I don't want to do something that's competing with other people. Yeah. Like, other people are out looting. Nobody's
least resistance.
Nobody is trying to rob actual human beings right now. Mm-hmm. That, like, of all of their
stuff. Have you
ever
been robbed?
No, come on, man. Yeah. You would have to, honestly.
He goes, nah, come on.
If I had been robbed, you would not see me here today because I would be deceased.
He has a gun on the table. No, he's not been robbed.
It's in my pants.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. Either way.
Yeah. Good man. But it's, I'm not stupid. If somebody walks up and puts a gun on my face, I'll give them my shit, but I'm going to memorize that face.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'll never forget it. Yeah. And I'm going to murder you and probably at least two members of your family.
And nothing, there's nothing you can do about it.
No, it's because, look.
Minimum.
You have to make the recourse for something unacceptable so bad that it is truly unacceptable, right? Israel, absolutely. Israel does this pretty well. I'm not a fan of everything they do. But if they get attacked, they attack 4x. That's their plan. Hmm. Like, if you kill one of my people, we're going to go kill four of yours.
They've never lost a war.
Yeah. Well, they've never lost a war because the United States government. This whole thing, like, it's because the United States government gave them nuclear weapons. That's why they never lost a war. Let's be real about that.
True.
That's it.
True.
It's not because Israel's so fucking tough. Well, no, they're like 12 people over there.
Where do you find a nuke? How can I get one of those things?
You can't. eBay? You can't do that.
You can't do that. All right, we're going to go with the last flavor here. This is blue raspberry. So we needed a new one to go as the fourth flavor here.
I got high hopes on this one, dude.
I had this.
Isn't that a song?
I got high hopes.
Yeah,
it is.
Who is that?
Panic at the Disco.
Panic. No, it's not Panic.
No. I get it's a super like chill.
Not Coheed. Who is it?
Hopes, yeah, there you go.
Hang on.
Sling that on down.
Are you talking about Fall Out Boy?
No, yeah, it is Fall Out
Boy. Is it Fall Out Boy?
I'm pretty sure it's Panic at the Disco.
It is Panic at the Disco. You're right. Yeah. Shit, I thought it was Fall Out Boy. Yeah. I really did. Yeah. Keep passing that down, you
goof. You're saying it wrong. It's there got an exclamation. Panic.
They're not Wham. Let's be real about that. Look.
No one is.
You know what's funny? You were talking about, by the way,
George Michael getting robbed. Fucking talent.
Fun story for the listeners. They'll like this. Your boy, I was actually in a real home invasion when I was 20.
Which side? It's a fair question.
That's a valid question.
You didn't say.
Hey, that's
so
a valid
looks
question.
Like you could be robbing a fucking house.
You got neck tattoos.
I was taking my girlfriend back to her grandma's house. Where
and
she
you
lived.
Robbed her grandmother. That's rubbed, fucking brutal, dude. Her, that's a good way to establish dominance. You take a woman out for the first time and you fucking smoke her grandma in front of her.
Yes, dude.
That chick will do whatever you want for the rest
end
of your
life. End all be all. It's like, hey, how'd the day go last night? It was cool. We had a fun time.
He killed my grandma.
And then he killed my fucking grandma.
RIP.
But RIP, obviously.
Honestly, it was pretty hot.
Yeah, you got to make a statement. Blue raspberry. This is the final flavor. This ended up being my fucking favorite, dude. And this is new. You don't have any of this?
No. I like this one.
You had to pass it on. Oh, shit.
You
know what I did? I poured some for myself and then just drank it. And you're good to go.
I'm pumped about this.
This one's probably my favorite.
Blue raspberry. It was my favorite, and it ended up being number one.
We were talking about this last night. Blue raspberry.
That's real smooth.
What are they? The Airheads?
The mystery Airheads. Yeah. We've got trouble. We might have a mystery flavor coming at some point. Let's be real.
Nice. That would be awesome.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. Again, Tactical Brewery, you guys knocked this out of the fucking park.
Yo, seriously, if they're listening.
Jesus Christ, man.
I'm still hung up on that peach, yo.
You know, peach?
Still hung up on it.
I'll go, my onesie twosies, like, the blue raspberry, maybe because it's new and it's a fun flirty thing for me, but.
It's just sexy.
Blue raspberry, peach, strawberry shortcake, lemon lime. But the lemon lime is so goddamn good, too, that I'm like, I usually don't like lemon lime.
Yeah, same.
Everybody else does.
I'm gonna be honest.
Everybody else does, but I'm like the one person who's like, fuck you.
What's
fuck
funny
you.
Is, like, I can honestly say that like none of this is bias because it's freaking
good.
Yeah,
well, and here's
it's
the other
live,
thing.
We're live, so.
Yeah, right?
Shit.
I'll drink seltzers as like a means to an end, like, because I want
to. The end, by the way, is to get hammered.
You can get rocks.
I honestly don't think I've ever seen. Jason's, I would consider you probably like my best friend, all right? Mm-hmm. Or like one of my best friends. I don't think I've ever seen you drink a seltzer intentionally.
No.
So, and he's the one of the most picky eaters you will ever meet. Right. What kind of sandwich you like?
Meat and cheese.
Meat and cheese.
Meat and cheese.
Jay, you want mayonnaise?
Nope.
No. Meat and cheese.
I like mustard. Mayonnaise no food is loop disgusting. For me. Let's be real.
Meat and cheese.
Like under what circumstances would you want to eat whipped egg whites and oil?
It's disgusting.
That's fucking nasty.
Nasty. Yeah. Nasty.
It's just me, huh?
My beautiful wife over there, who was on earlier with her beautiful dump truck ass, which we were talking about.
She's got a tie-dye bottle too.
Is Jay Fire over there? Pixies around at me. There you go. What's your favorite out of these flavors?
Probably blue raspberry.
Blue raspberry, yeah. Blue raspberry. Dude, this guy's fucking killed it, man. My God.
Well, I snuck a drink.
Yeah, you snuck a drink.
I did, man.
So it's fine. Go ahead, cheers.
Cheers, man.
Cheers.
I've been drinking it the whole time.
Yeah, we've been getting fucking rocked.
Jesse Ross, do you guys have any tattoos?
Who cares? Yes. Multiple.
Ross has Asian writing tattooed on his ass.
Yeah.
You got.
No, I mean, like,
let's
literally.
Do some stick and poke right now.
It is, by the way, literally Asian writing tattooed on my ass.
Oh, really?
Yes. You know, everybody gets a fucking Asian writing tattoo. Yeah.
No, it's the words Asian writing in English.
Oh, my God.
And a prison tattoo. Stupid tattoos once you get to a certain point, then you just do whatever.
Do you do tattoos on people?
No, it's a good time to start. He has.
You used to?
Tattooed myself. That one right there, man.
No shit.
Yeah.
I got some.
Yeah, if you can't, see his leg right now, but it's just the N word, all capitals.
Yeah, yeah, it's why weird. To do that. That's super weird. Racist.
I'm from Arkansas.
That's true, yeah. You and Bill Clinton, right?
Yeah.
You go one way or the other. You either rape black women.
What tattoos do you have?
What's that? I've got a bunch. Of tattoos. A lot of them were in a movie I did. So we did it live in a movie. 50 Cana Caldwell.
Did you see Shia LaBeouf, whatever, dude, LaBeouf, how he did his, like, he actually tattooed his.
Oh, yeah, Thug Life on his fucking.
Yo.
Jeez.
Did he really? How nuts. Yes. That's dude, quite, he covered his.
Which it's quite the commitment.
By the way, it is quite I want to hang out with him, but kind of don't. You know,
it's
like,
the same thing with Hunter Biden, right?
Yeah.
Like, to be honest, I'm not even kidding.
You like if Parmesan cheese?
If I had to choose between Jared Kushner and Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden all day.
Yes.
I choose Donald J. Jr.
No.
DJ,
not DJ, to party TJ? With. Not like to party
if you're going to party, like you got to go Hunter Biden. Yeah, if you're playing
golf. If you're looking to party?
I'm thinking. Yeah. Oh, I'm always looking to party.
If you're looking to play golf and maybe do a couple key bumps, DJ, TJ.
I want.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
And then if you're going hard for like a full Vegas weekend, it's Hunter Biden for sure.
Yeah.
No, but I know you're an amateur tattoo artist. I do amateur circumcisions. It's one of my hobbies.
Oh.
Yeah, are you circed or uncirked?
We do it on there?
Oh, dude, circed. For
you're
sure.
circed? Are you circed?
Yeah, I get re-circed every 6 months or so.
Yeah.
Are you like uncirked?
No, I'm
snake eating a hamster?
Re-circed.
Re-circed.
Okay. So my foreskin grows back. It's a rare condition. Mm. It's like my foreskin's
it's
apparently...
It's not that uncommon. It's like 3% of the population
suffers. It's made out of the same material, I guess, as a fucking liver, because they grow... Like they regenerate, right?
Sure.
So I just keep, it's like a fucking fingernail. I have to cut it every now and again.
I'm very healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is good because I can try out different looks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I can have a lot of fucking space or a little bit of space.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, and I've tie-dyed it a couple times.
Yeah. And he'll go by a state. Like he'll go by the shape of a state. So he'll do Ohio.
Yeah. That's a good one. Iowa?
Iowa's not a state.
We don't.
As far as I'm concerned, we have 49 states. Yeah. Iowa can get fucked. Doesn't exist.
But if you're looking to get researched, either of you guys, we can do that tonight.
I'd love to. I'm always down.
I got my kit with me. It's just two rocks and then I gave a snows cut to somebody earlier.
You did get it cleaned a couple weeks ago.
A snows cut is where I cut it and then I pack it in snow. But it's two pieces of granite, and then I do it that way. I bang it together, get the skin off out of there,
and what do you
and
do
pack
with the
it
skin
in snow.
Yeah.
What's that?
What do you do with the left?
I usually make it into a wallet, and if you rub it enough, it'll turn into a briefcase.
Can you muddle
later.
It? Perhaps put some in the seltzer as like a special.
Ooh, that's our mystery.
Let's get cleared by the FDA before we do that.
That's the worm in the tequila.
Put a little Cirque blood in there. Yeah.
There are some very Orthodox Jewish organizations where the man will bite the foreskin off. The moil, have you heard of this?
Really?
There's been some transmission of herpes that way, by the way.
Really?
God.
Like, people are like, fucking, can you believe this is happening? I'm like, let me circle back.
Yeah.
All right, I figured it all out. Mm-hmm. So you got mad at the herpes part. I was mad at the fucking priest or rabbi having the child's dick in his mouth in the first place. That seemed where the problem came in. To focus for me,
right,
not the aftermath of that.
No, it was definitely the dick in the mouth that got you on that first one.
Not great. Religion and children.
Have you seen this big movie?
Doesn't work out very frequently. Let's be real.
This movement of
the name of science.
What was it like? I watched a documentary the other day. It was all about these dudes that were trying to like stand up against circumcision.
Oh yeah, the men's
and they're going to be
the anti-circumcision
strong.
People.
Dude,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Hey, fire away. Fire away. We're going out.
Don't Chris Stapleton me. By the way, have you noticed?
When
Danny Warsnop sings his blues stuff, he sounds exactly like Chris Stapleton. They're the same guy.
You've heard
Danny sing Fire Away,
yes,
right?
Yes, dude. He's great.
It sounds exactly the same. Great. Exactly like what he just did.
Are you friends with Danny in real life?
I've met him a couple of times. I wouldn't say friends, but we've played shows together and stuff.
Yeah. He's great, too.
Friendly.
Yeah, friend of the show. We love Danny.
Yeah.
He's got a new album out right now.
He did an NFT, too.
How did it do?
I'm not sure.
I'm curious about all this shit.
I'm going to follow up on that, too.
Yeah.
I'm sure it did well because people love his music, and I'm sure...
He just cranks out so much material.
The thing about it as an NFT?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the thing about NFT is let's say he put out 10,000 copies of that song or record, right?
Right.
Anytime anybody sells one of those 10,000 to somebody else, he gets a fucking dividend on that sale.
No shit.
For perpetuity. Forever.
How much do you sell for?
I don't know.
I have a friend whose friend. Mm-hmm. Okay, I've been getting into crypto like crazy. Mm-hmm. Cryptocurrency. Well, the guy that's been helping me,
Bitcoin went up to 65,000.
Correct.
By the way.
It sure did today. his mentor, dude. I kid you not. He just got into NFTs. He sold one NFT the other day for $3.2 million.
Mm-hmm. My God, dude.
Yeah.
It's a digital card.
It's 3.2 million for right now. Mm-hmm. And then every time that gets sold.
LeBron James, it was like forever. 6 million for
his
card.
You get money.
For his dunk.
Yeah. Man.
So it's like the new. So now that.
Such a bizarre.
Now as a fucking. In the creator economy, as we like to call it, as James Altucher likes to call it, we don't have to worry about fucking the unions out in Hollywood anymore. Mm-mm. Right? Or the other record companies to get our fucking residuals. Now we can do it ourselves with blockchain technology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, right. That peer-to-peer thing is a game changer.
So I just
because you needed a conduit prior.
Yeah.
The distribution, I mean, that's what the record industry is about. I mean, you got your promotion, but then you got your distribution. So most bands now, we're kind of at that precipice where you get out of your label or your deal that you've had for 15, 20 years. You've fulfilled all your obligations. Mm-hmm. So now do you re-sign or do you kind of start your own thing?
What would be the fucking purpose of re-signing at this point, to be honest? Nothing. They have nothing to offer you.
No.
Well, you guys figured it out way early. One thing I can say about Breaking Ben is, I toured for 10 years myself. And, you find yourself chasing the pipe dream of like, oh, I'm going to sign with this label. I'm going to meet that guy, do this thing. Nah, Breaking Benjamin. Nah, you guys figured it out. They've been self-reliant.
Yeah. It's the same thing with athletes, though. Do you want to be fucking famous or do you want to be fucking rich?
Well, that's the thing. Most guys
now, LeBron James figured both out. Michael Jordan figured both out. Steph Curry, Jordan, a couple of other people have figured both out. But for the most part, you're either famous or rich. Now, we see people like Ashton Kutcher, for example.
Brilliant.
Great actor. Not really, right? Funny guy, though. But he was so fucking smart. He doesn't have to act. To be honest, after...
He does the ranch to stay relative.
Yeah. After 4 years in the industry in Hollywood, he was set for life. And he was like, you know what? How do I fucking make sure that four generations from now, Kutcher's just set for life? And that's what he did.
And Nas did that today with Coinbase.
Yeah.
He Nas invested super early. So did Kevin Durant.
Ray J's owned Bird and fucking Raycon.
Ray J's one of our sponsors. Yeah. Raycon's one of our sponsors.
I mean, these people are fucking... this is not rocket surgery, man. Seriously, it's not fucking that difficult. You fucking put your money into shit, even at low yield, that makes you money over time and invest in new tech.
Dude, I personally took everything I had in my retirement, traditional, put it all in crypto.
I'm not so fuck it.
Why not? I mean,
and my percent that I've gained?
Oh, no. Yeah.
It's more than the last 5 years.
You bought in it. What did you buy in a Bitcoin at?
You ready for this?
Yeah. 4,000?
$4,000.
$4,000.
That's a lot of that's
across
one of the
65,000.
That's generation.
That's one of the most common purchases at $4,000.
And I bought two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing seeing the numbers when the stimulus check came out. Exactly $400.
Jesus Christ. Every time Biden prints money, Bitcoin goes like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. People are getting rocked here. Is somebody else recording here tonight, Dan? What do we got? Danny Brown. Who's was that? Danny Brown. Oh no shit, dude. Fuck, if they want to come on and say hello, we don't give a shit.
Who?
That's dope, dude. What time are they shooting at tonight in here? Patched it up? Yeah. All right.
Wait, who's coming in?
Danny Brown's in here. He's funny as shit, dude. Fucking A, dude. You never know who's going to be in this motherfucker. Bill Burr was up in here the other day.
Yeah.
We've had a bunch of people. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. That's the wild thing about Austin where you're just like, all right, cool, man. There's just a bunch of dope-ass people.
Does he live out here now?
In here. Who?
Bill Burr.
No.
Not yet.
I meant to ask you this last night.
Yeah.
If you had to pick one, your favorite person you've had on the show.
Of all time?
Yeah.
Who is it and why me?
Both of you guys, actually.
It is probably, it's usually people you don't expect, to be honest.
And it could be a
you.
Couple of people. It doesn't have to be one person, you know.
But so, like, when Matthew McConaughey came on a couple months ago, it was dope for a different reason of, like, he is who you hope he is.
Really?
And I knew him back in the day.
We had two managers that used to work with him said the same thing.
I knew him back in the day. And like, if you read the book or the green lights and all the other shit, like,
listen to the audio book.
It's real. And you want to party with him in real life. Mm-hmm. Therefore, celebrity wise, that's probably the dude that if you could model yourself after or hang out with all the time. And that's what makes them who they are. Right. Yeah. That's what gives them their fucking on-screen persona and everything else is that they're fucking rad people in real life. Mm-hmm. And then that translates over.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the norm. Typically, 99% of the people I've worked with in Hollywood are fucking shitbags, and it's like
Justin Timberlake is like that as well. Just such a cool freaking dude. Everybody loves working for him. Always taking care of people.
I mean, you saw
good attitudes.
You saw JT's shit when they had him on Punk'd, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You just saw, like, I mean, as fucked up as it was, what they were doing, it was like house getting repossessed or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah.
You saw who he was as a human being. It was like, oh, he's actually just a kid.
Yeah.
Like, he's just a normal kid.
Mm-hmm. What makes him so likable?
Yeah. A lot of people are fucking assholes. Like, a lot of people get, and you know this as well as anybody, a lot of people get a little bit of fame or maybe a lot, and it changes who they are as a human being.
I was thinking, like, you know, with steroids, they say some people take it, like, is it going to turn you into this raging whatever? Well, if you're an asshole, yeah, it's going to make you more of an asshole. Mm-hmm. And I think any sort of, like you're saying, fame or anything like that is just going to amplify who you are.
Yeah.
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 It will. Yeah. I mean, it is what it is.
So it's different, and it changes from week to week. Like, Neil deGrasse Tyson was awesome because he was just a cool fucking dude. Right. And as soon as he dropped the word motherfucker on the show, I was like, all right, we're homies and this is awesome.
Yeah.
But then you have somebody completely unexpected, like James Altucher. Mm. That was one of the greatest interviews of all time.
I think that's the best show we've ever done, to be honest.
It's one of them, but like going into that show, it was like, all right, well, how is this going to be? I don't know. You never know. And then when you get to do it, you do it. Athlete wise, Fred Smoot
Freddie Mitchell
are probably my top, but you know, they aren't the most famous. But goddamn, if we had a blast on the fucking show.
I also love Ben Verlander and Alex Monaco, young guys.
Yes. Oh, dude.
That are coming up. Ben's so smart on baseball, and Alex is a fucking gambling piece of shit. He's a real piece of shit. Let's be real.
Alex Monaco, I hit up after the show. Yeah. Just like, I just want to be homies with you in real life. Like, he's fucking cool as shit.
Yeah, he's great.
So it varies from day to day and week to week, and we have so many guests and all that other stuff, but that's the beauty of it.
Well, who's
every day we wake up, we don't know who's going to be here.
Yeah.
And it's
Who's you've been touring for quite a while now. Mm-hmm. So have you, actually. You toured for quite a while. Who is your favorite fucking personalities or bands to play with?
Oh, man. I mean, I love the Korn guys.
Yeah. Well, you're doing Love and Death with fucking Heaven.
Yeah,
and
that's why. I mean, we just all get along really well. And
me and Heather were talking this morning.
Ed and I used to have we split a little house, was transitioning, and he and I lived together, which we should have had a reality show.
Tell people who Head is,
I apologize. He's the guitar player for Korn.
There you go.
Brian Head Welch.
There you go. We don't know him the same way as you do.
Get him on the show?
Yes.
Yeah. It's like me saying, I played handball with Bobby, and it's like De Niro.
Yeah.
Like, I don't fucking do that shit. Yeah. Me and Bobby were playing handball.
So I apologize for that.
No,
the context is everything. So, we were just, we lived together, and we called it the Trap House. It was just kind of a little condo we had for a while. We're there for maybe 9 months, something like that. Probably saw each other twice, you know, because we're always kind of going back and forth. But it was a lot of fun. And so those guys, I think, back in the day, like Pop Roach and Seether and those guys, rad dudes to hang out with.
Yeah.
Cardi B.
Cardi B.
Oh, yeah. How was Cardi B?
That's a good question.
Did you work with Cardi B or were you guys in separate rooms and all this shit?
Separate, yeah.
Well, she was dancing and he was paying her, right?
Mm-hmm. They're dating.
Oh, you guys are dating?
I'm actually her
They might
dating.
Now, yeah.
Yeah.
How is she to work with?
Good.
Good?
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. You never know when you're just like, all right, sweet, man.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it goes back and forth. And at the end of the day, I do think most people, they get to a certain point, especially if they're doing consistently successful content, that they're somewhat professional. There are some assholes, right?
Totally.
But they're there to do a job. They're, you know what I mean? It's their career. So I enjoy that side of it. Trying to think who else. Justin Timberlake, like I was saying.
Yeah.
Rad as hell. Kid Rock, rad as hell.
Yeah.
And in Nashville, we've got there's a lot of new country guys. Morgan Wallen, Ernest.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan Wallen's a cool freaking dude, man. I mean,
yeah.
Probably don't yell the N-word out into your neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mm.
Seems like a good plan
also,
to not do that.
Also, screw that neighbor. Just going to throw that out.
Yeah.
That neighbor.
That's a tough one for me.
Yeah, that whole fucking shit is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I will say, he's one of those guys. Like I think he's grown from it. You know, he's so young and shot up so quick.
Yeah.
That dude, he blows past, like, just kind of getting intoxicated, and he's the guy, like, they're carrying, you know. So shit's going to happen for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
He's young, man.
Luke Combs, great dude.
Luke Combs.
Yeah, we love Luke. He's. Yeah. I tried to get a Black Rifle roast done with him back in the day, but it was just too many moving pieces all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And it was right at the right when he was on his way up. And
you
look, he's
have him on the show.
There's. Yeah, we'll have him on eventually. But he's no. I don't know of any musician in that space that can fucking say, I'm going to go record a music video and it's probably going to get 10 to 30 million views. For yeah. sure. Like go look at my catalog.
And yeah, the coffee, if you name the coffee lukewarm, that would have been, you know.
That's dope.
Obviously, two on the nose. But
I would
whatever.
Say, Jason, do you remember the in Phoenix, we played, Jason's band was way bigger at the time. It was not Breaking Ben. It was before that. He was always in the cooler band than me. And we played that Phoenix festival, yep. Rage Fest. Mm-hmm. You remember we played with Alice Cooper?
Alice Cooper, yeah.
Yeah, I will say, dude, Alice Cooper's awesome.
Oh, really?
He was great.
Alice Cooper's
cool.
He
was super cool.
Pretty smart dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he's one
he's
of those
a member
two.
Of Mensa, mm-hmm. if you know yeah. what that is.
I know.
He's brilliant.
That means he's taken an IQ test, and he's been verified as a literal genius.
Yeah, so did Tom Herman.
Yeah, Tom Herman.
Dude, Alice was nothing but nice.
If he would have stayed at Ohio State, we would have won three championships.
Just because you're smart doesn't mean you're a good football coach.
Exactly.
Right. Can you imagine Einstein coaching football?
No, dude.
He's just yelling in German the whole time. Like, dude, look, cut your fucking mustache.
And Tom Herman's no Einstein. Let's face it. Let's go get grab some dinner here. I'm starting to get rocked. This is what I love about these seltzers. This is you. Hey, Doug, Chris, in Tactical Brewery. You killed this. I can't wait for this shit to come out.
Very nicely done.
Bravo. My God, dude. Shit. This is it. No. I think we've locked in our final four here. And we're amped about it. If you're in Orlando, go down to Tactical Brewery. I don't know if they'll probably have it in here once we start it up. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, shit. That's
yeah,
it.
I think I want to go down there. I want to meet him. Shake his hand.
No. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kiss him on the lips. Look deeply into his eyes and ask him what his dreams for the future are.
Right. Yeah.
Definitely going to do more than that. But
and then make those dreams happen.
Covered by the NDA.
Because he deserves it.
Fuck yeah, it is.
That was cool.
He deserves
fuck yeah. For D'Anthony Holloway, Jason Rao.
How we doing?
That's a terrible spelling on Jason. You know that. You know that, though.
R-E-U-C-H. Where is it?
No, it's E-N. It's
E-N. Yeah, it's a whole thing. It's been a curse. I, you know, should change my name to something.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever bar we go into is not going to be happy with our condition here in about 10 minutes.
They'll be fine.
And then say the name of your company again, Trevor.
85 Supply.
85 Supply. I can't believe you do Third Man Records. That's big time, dude. You're fucking big time.
When I get back to Nashville, I'll send you some free stuff.
I would love that more than life. I'm a gigantic Jack White fan, so
boom.
That's awesome. This is just a bonus show. We're the drinking bros. We got fucked up tonight. I think we'll just drop this tonight. We love you. Good night, everyone.
Good night.